This is the Ethanol Report. After a two-month delay, the Environmental Protection Agency has announced the final rule for implementation of the second phase of the Renewable Fuel Standard, also known as RFS2. With me on the phone is Matt Hartwig with the Renewable Fuels Association. And Matt, what is RFA's reaction to the EPA announcement?
At the end of the day, these rules have created a program that works. As the EPA has structured it, we can achieve all of the goals that the RFS is designed to achieve. We can reduce our import of foreign oil. We can create jobs and economic opportunity in rural America. And we can begin to address the carbon emissions that result from motor vehicles. While there are certain aspects of it that we would have liked to have seen changed, ultimately this is a program that works for everybody.
What are you disappointed in the rule that was released?
The EPA continues to rely on unproven theory to penalize biofuels for carbon emissions. This theory, this international indirect land use change theory, significantly reduces the benefit of the greenhouse gas benefit of ethanol when it's included in the modeling. For example, when you remove this theory, this idea that an acre of corn used for ethanol in the United States must be made up by an acre of grain in the rainforest, and the resulting carbon from that then being penalized to ethanol. When you take that out of the mix, ethanol, according to EPA, reduces greenhouse gas emissions 52%, corn-based ethanol, 52% compared to gasoline. When you include that notion of land use change, the number drops down to 21%. We certainly don't believe that there is any scientific evidence or scientific support to include that kind of speculative theory in federal regulation.
How does the EPA's assessment of renewable fuels, including ethanol, compare to what California is doing right now? Is this going to have any impact? Does this compare at all to what they're doing?
Well, certainly EPA has taken in our estimation, a far more appropriate approach. Their analysis, I think, while still flawed with the inclusion of international land use change, is a more reflective calculation of the industry as it exists today. Certainly, we hope that the EPA rules that came out today will help us as we try to stop California's policies and frankly other policies in other states from moving forward. Our industry has supported the idea of a low carbon fuel standard nationwide, but it has to be done right. It has to be done on sound science, and having piecemeal standards that differ from region to region and state to state isn't a way to go about that.
As far as the RFS2 rules now, where do we go from here? What does this actually mean for the ethanol industry going forward from today?
For today's industry, for grain-based ethanol producers today, it means that the product that they are producing qualifies under the renewable fuel standard, and there is a marketplace guaranteed for their product. Perhaps more importantly, however, we can begin to move aggressively forward on the commercialization of those next-generation technologies, ethanol from cellulosic feedstocks and other advanced feedstocks that are the lion's share of the renewable fuel standard, you know, in 2015 and moving forward. The industry has suffered, as every other industry has, from the economic collapse we saw last year. In particular, those developers of the new sort of breakthrough technologies, it's been difficult to get credit, to get capital, to find the financing they need to build. Having an RFS in place means that there is a guaranteed market for their product. That, together with President Obama's announcement of a biofuels action plan today, focused on accelerating those technologies and their development, I think is critical to achieving and frankly exceeding the potential this country has to produce renewable fuels.
What is the market then under the RFS2? What does the rule mean as far as what kind of ethanol production and consumption we're going to see in 2010?
Well, in 2010, the mandate for renewable biofuels under their definition, but we're talking about corn-based ethanol. The requirement in 2010 under the RFS for corn-based ethanol is 12 billion gallons. An additional amount they've changed it, but there will be a requirement for cellulosic ethanol included in here, as well as a requirement for biodiesel and other advanced biofuels. So while corn-based ethanol continues to be not only the foundation of the industry as it evolves, but also the foundation of the renewable fuel standard, we are beginning to see the requirements for those next-generation technologies start to show up. That's important. It means that they have a marketplace for their product. It means investors can see where that product goes from the plant to the vehicle. And I think it will help spur the accelerated development of those technologies.
How capable is the industry of meeting that goal this year?
The goal for cellulosic ethanol has been ratcheted down in this rule. It was 100 million gallons. They have dropped it down to about 6 million gallons, appropriately recognizing that because of the economic conditions and some other factors, that commercial production of cellulosic ethanol has not scaled up as quickly as once thought. That being said, with the RFS now in place, with the president and his administration outlining their priorities and a plan of attack, so to speak, to accelerate the development of these technologies, you know, the industry is ready to meet the challenges that are put forth. Work with us, help us achieve it, and we will do it much sooner than you think we can.
Now, is this a done deal? Is there any kind of comment period, or is this set in stone at this point?
The renewable fuel standard is done. It will be implemented in about 60 days under the statute, but this is the final rule.
All right, very good. Matt, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, a busy day for biofuels in the nation's capital, but ultimately I think it's been a good day.
Thank you very much, Matt Hartwig with Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.